Assalamu alaikum. I notice we have some non-Muslim friends and family in the crowd, so I'll explain what that means. It means we're gonna kill you. I'm just kidding. People go, what?
That's Azhar Usman, one of the Muslim stand-up comics who's part of the Allah Made Me Funny comedy tour. Usman is out to dispel stereotypes about Muslims, and while he's at it, to get plenty of laughs. He sees himself in the long tradition of socially conscious comedians.
All great comedians have actually gone beyond just trying to make people laugh. If you look at some of the comedy greats that this country has produced, for example, I'm thinking of people like Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor and others. They certainly were out to make you laugh, but also make you think. So I would argue that the comedy tradition in the United States and stand-up comedy generally has always been about, great stand-up comedy has always been about making you laugh and think. And unfortunately, the fact that people think nowadays that stand-up is just dirty, you know, potty humor is really an unfortunate sign of the times.
Of course, in this day and age, too, the message that you want to get across is something you deeply care about. And that must make you sometimes want to be serious, but you know you've got to be funny.
It's true. I mean, it's funny because sometimes there's serious subject matter that I want to talk about. And I mean, I tell my audiences, for example, that I went overseas recently and it was a totally different vibe. You know, because in America, I'm just used to people hating me for being a Muslim. So sometimes it's kind of nice to be hated just for being an American.
I hadn't thought of that as a positive side effect of it.
I don't mind because I know they just hate me for my freedom. I mean, there's a passion with which I think any artist approaches their art. And certainly if it's something that is really near and dear to their heart, and it's something that really at their core is what they believe in, then certainly there's times where you feel like, you know, you just want to blow your lid because people just don't seem to get it. But when they do get it, I can tell you there's no feeling that's better in the world than being able to connect with an audience, being able to make them laugh hysterically, at the same time holding up a mirror to the audience and letting them see themselves and see the absurdities with which all of us sort of, you know, stereotype one another and all of the ignorance that exists in the world, and being able to laugh about it and really to diffuse a lot of the fear that people are walking around with these days. To me, I find nothing more rewarding in the world.
So that's really what it's all about. I mean, one of the worst things going on right now is the stereotyping of Muslims. And to use humor, you think, is an effective tool to get around that, get past it, make people think about the silliness of that?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I can tell you, Jim, that my own view and my own analysis and observation has been that there is so much fear in the world right now, in America, between Muslims and Americans. This is on a global level, between Westerners and Muslims. And my view is that a lot of that fear is rooted simply in ignorance. You know, it's a human reality that we tend to fear that which we don't know. Let me say this also. This is a problem on both sides of the fence. You know, people think that Muslims in America like to complain about, oh, well, Islam is so greatly misunderstood and Muslims are being stereotyped. The fact of the matter is Americans are also misunderstood throughout the rest of the world. America itself and what it stands for and what its values are at its core are also greatly misunderstood in the Muslim world. So my view is I sort of see myself as playing hopefully the role of a bridge builder, talking out of two sides of the mouth and telling Americans that, you know what, I'm an American just like you, but guess what, I'm also a Muslim. And I'm not going to apologize for that because that is the history of America. It is a country that's built on diversity and enveloping within its rubric and its fabric many, many different types of people. And at the same time, I'm talking out of the other side of the mouth, telling Muslims around the world, guess what, I'm a Muslim just like you, but I'm also an American. And I'm not going to apologize for that because that is the history of Islam. It has always taken under its wing a very diverse and very disparate body of human beings.
Now, you know, you're obviously a very serious man with a very firm passion and a belief in this. But that begs the question of where the humor comes in. Because, and frankly, one of the stereotypes about Muslims is that there isn't any sense of humor in Islam.
Yeah, the stereotype exists actually because it's true.
Excuse me, I shouldn't laugh at that.
I'm just kidding. No, that was a joke.
Oh, man, but truthfully, we're not a politically organized community. Nobody seems to care about politics in the Muslim community. That really does make me sad. Because I feel that we as Muslims living in the West should be excited to exercise our rights to vote in a democracy. Because I don't know if you guys know this, there's still a lot of Muslim countries that have kings. What is it, the 15th century? Actually, it is according to the Islamic calendar. That's a good point.
Are there things that you won't be funny about? Are there things you won't laugh at?
Danish cartoons. Actually, I found a couple of them somewhat amusing. But I think that sacrilegious material, to me, is unnecessarily disrespectful. You know, artists are a unique breed of people, I think, because they develop their own sensitivities and then they sort of sensitize their audiences. And what I've come to realize is that my brand of humor and what I'm trying to do through my stand-up is not to offend anybody. You know, that's not my goal. I'm not a shock comic. I'm not trying to get a rise out of people just for the sake of getting a rise out of people. I hope that I have something meaningful to say. If it happens to offend some people, so be it. But I'm not offending them for the sake of offending them. This is, I think, part of the problem with some of the sacrilegious and sort of disrespectful and, you know, blasphemous sort of humor that's coming out of some quarters is that it begs the question, what's the point? If it's a shock for the sake of shock, you know, it's this kind of championing so-called freedom of speech and yet at the same time doing so in a way that's very irresponsible, then I think that there may be a more fundamental problem.
Imagine what it feels like looking like me walking into the airport. Heads turn simultaneously. The security guys are right there. We got Muhammad 4 o'clock right there.
It's worth pointing out, you're a big guy, right? You have a full black beard. You've got the kufi, the hat. Some people must find just looking at you a little intimidating, maybe.
Sometimes I have to start out my show by telling, you know, mainstream white American audiences that, look, I'm perfectly aware that most of you have never seen someone who looks like me smile before. So if you're ready, I'll show you what it looks like. And sad as it is, they laugh because they realize, God, it's true. I've never seen somebody either in real life or in the media who looks like a normal human being who happens to have a beard and wears a skull cap. You know, they've never seen that. All of the images that people have been bombarded with are people who look like that, you know, committing murderous, barbarous criminal acts or shouting anti-American slogans in the streets or burning American flags, etc. So people are really, I think, sort of welcoming and pleasantly surprised to hear finally from a moderate Muslim voice.
No, but it's true, man. Of course, everybody's real nice to me once the plane safely lands. I'm just waiting for a real honest passenger at the end of the flight. You know, just come on. Excuse me, sir. I thought you were going to kill us. Sorry about that. Remember when you got up to go to the bathroom? I was going to stab you. For crying out loud.
You know, it's funny listening to you. It suddenly occurs to me that you are really serious about this. And in some ways, you are looking forward to the day when your act just isn't funny anymore.
I got to tell you, I mean, I recently was re-listening to the anthology of Richard Pryor, you know, after his recent passing, and just appreciating some of the genius of his material. And one of the bits that really, you know, kind of was like a dagger to the heart for me and has stayed with me and kind of has affected my soul almost, is the bit that he did where he was, you know, it was the bicentennial, you know, his bicentennial nigger is actually the bit. And, you know, at the end, he does this yuck, he yucks it up and he's yuck, yuck, ha, yuck, 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 and he's laughing. And at the very end, he says, you enslaved our people. And he makes a series of very, 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 you know, serious comments in total seriousness. And he says, you thought we'd forget. I'll never forget. We're never going to forget.
Wow.
And that's the end of the bit. That was really, really, wow, it shook me. And to think that, you know, that comedian and how many people he's inspired in the art of stand-up in this country, and the message that he delivered and the message with which he was inspired to perform his art is something that I take tremendous inspiration from.
Azhar Usman. He's one of the comedians who's part of the Allah Made Me Funny official Muslim comedy tour.